When was the last time you got a handwritten note in the mail, or the last time you wrote a note in cursive? The recently approved Common Core curriculum does not include a requirement to teach children cursive. And that's prompted a question. Do we need cursive, or is it merely an antiquated writing style that's not all that useful anymore? Here to talk about that is Jerry Conte. She's a neuroscientist and occupational therapist and an assistant professor at Wayne State University. So it sounds as though school districts can drop cursive in favor of something else, maybe make time for, I don't know, a keyboard class. Or is this an opportunity for schools to actually teach something that might be more useful, or do you see it that way?
I think there are a number of advantages to cursive handwriting, but there is also a need to teach, for example, computer keyboarding, since that is certainly what is commonly used today. There are advantages to doing cursive handwriting, so I'm very much in favor of continuing it in some way during the curriculum.
My second grade teacher, Mrs. Cooper, not only taught us cursive, but she really emphasized penmanship. And judging from the writing I see these days, that's a pretty rare commodity these days with email and Twitter and document software. I'm wondering, why do we need to know how to do anything more than writing quick notes using print or block letters? Why is cursive so important to you?
You know, it may not be really important as adults once we've learned how to do cursive writing, but for our developing students, let's say the first through, there was a survey that said teachers felt fifth grade, but certainly the early elementary grades, that there are a lot of benefits to doing cursive as far as impact on the brain, making it easier for the brain to understand words and language. When we write letters and words, you can see that your hand is moving with the writing. And so you're really using the sensory motor areas of your brain, and that gives input into it. At the same time, you've got visual input, so the vision areas and perception areas of the brain are also working. And as well, of course, we've got the cognitive areas of the brain working. So you've got three areas. Now, if you look at typing the word, think about your finger just going up and down over a keyboard. The finger has no sensory feedback at all. It doesn't know what the letter or the word is. So we lose that third important area of the brain to provide input. So it's a way to help consolidate language skills more quickly for our very youngest students.
It sounds like there's a lot more involved in cursive writing than any of us would have thought as far as cognitive abilities, the learning abilities, and expression. Would you care to predict which way the school districts and teachers will go as far as cursive is concerned in future lessons?
What seems to be the current practice in many schools is, of course, not to include it. The Common Core standards don't say that you can't include it, but you don't have to include it. And it appears that many Michigan schools are not including it or are including it in a worksheet going home to the parents. So in that case, it's really up to the parents to do the practice and the training in cursive handwriting. Some schools in the East have got clubs going with cursive handwriting because it's considered a very cool thing to be doing for students.
Seems like losing centuries of everything from calligraphy to penmanship and even today's hand scratchings, a lot to be lost mm-hmm. there.
The other thing that I'm seeing as an occupational therapist, putting on my therapy hat, is that if you think about writing, how we write is by moving our fingers in very small ways and our wrist in very small ways. When we are just moving our finger up and down, we are losing those fine coordination skills, or what we call dexterity. So our therapists are finding that many of the students are coming in with dexterity skills that are lower than we've seen in past sets of students. So that's also an issue. Again, you would not get that with keyboarding, which is a common thing to do, or gaming.
That's fascinating. That's Jerry Conte. She's a neuroscientist and occupational therapist and an assistant professor at Wayne State University. Thanks for talking with us.
You're most welcome.